Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you, Alban. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Stephen.
Your thoughts? So we've had the DUP, the SDLP, the UUP, and Sinn Féin go to ground. What are your thoughts, Tom?
Well, I think, Stephen, whatever Alban and Jeffrey and I would say could not compare to what the families have said. And I think they have sent a very, very powerful message. They have done over the years. And we certainly cannot convey that same message as those families can. And in fact, I, as a politician, feel almost inadequate here having to speak about this today, Stephen, because I think the families have a much, much more powerful voice. And I heard you use, I suppose, words that will be very controversial, a psychopathic mindset. And yes, I actually believe you're right, Stephen. Now, how that was put into some of these people, that I don't know. Quite clearly, there is a blind hatred from many in our community, and that's from all sides. Whatever direction this comes from, whatever side of the debate or argument this has come from, there is a blind hatred of other people in this community, and that is very, very difficult to comprehend. And we have an opportunity, I suppose, through the Haas talks, and if the Haas talks do nothing else, I believe they should concentrate on this particular issue to try and bring some help and assistance to the families of these disappeared people.
What happens next?
Well, obviously, if I thought I could be of any help and that people in the Republican movement would listen to me, Stephen, I would go and meet whoever was required to meet to help these families and indeed help the broader families in our community who still have loads of questions to get answered. Whether they will listen to me or not, I don't know. But if they don't listen to those families, Stephen, I don't know who they will listen to. Because obviously I have read in depth about some of these cases, and particularly the Jean McConville and the Columba McVeigh and the Charlie Armstrong cases. And, you know, the families have been very, very dignified. And, you know, it's very hard to believe, and when you watch the programme that was made many years ago of those families sitting in a huddle on that settee to comprehend a life and a future ahead of them. And I, as a father of two young children as well, you know, just cannot believe how that family were left the way they were.